and plenty of chance to engage the audience. So we're really excited about this.
It sounds awesome. And Reverend Barnes, you want to introduce the next guest?
Yes, ma'am. I want to see if some of my fellows, that's kind of nice, if some of my fellows are up. Wonderful. Josh Raby and Devin Vilfraud, who are both good friends of mine. We've been across the country together. We've been down through, Devin, we've been down through Florida together, 15 cities through Florida. We've been down through Washington, D.C. We've done activations in Kentucky and Ohio. Josh is down in Alabama, and he's going to be hosting along with another one of our fellows, Miss Janice Gentry. They're going to host in Alabama. Devin is going to host along with Jada Jeffrey, another TJC fellow. Jaheim McRae, another TJC fellow. They're going to be in Florida. So let me hear from my friends. Devin, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How y'all doing today?
You the man. We're doing
great.
Real well. And Josh, are you also there?
I'm here, my brother. What's going on, man?
Not much. Listen, we are already, of course, igniting change already. Devin, are you still live tweeting at the same time? I know we're trying to do double duty at the same time. Everyone, you also should follow TJC_DC at Twitter, on Twitter, or rather on X now. And we're live tweeting every Tuesday during this show. We're live tweeting all the time. Follow us on X and get this update. But Devin, I want to talk to you really quick about the events that you're hosting down in Florida. Am I right? You want to tell them what city you're in?
Yes. Originally, the event was supposed to be actually in Portsmouth, Virginia. And we were going to have it at IC Norcom High School, which is the second oldest black high school in the nation. Maybe not just high school, but school. But regardless, that school has a lot of history. We weren't able to have it there, unfortunately, because there was a construction that was happening over the summer. So we decided to transition it to Instagram Live, where we still have some great speakers. Again, like you mentioned, Jada Jeffrey and Jaheim McRae, who are also TJC alum. But we also have Linwood Johnson, who is from the 757 area. We wanted to make sure that they can still be a part of this initiative. And they'll be sharing, you know, some really good information and their thoughts on John Lewis, voting rights, and, you know, just things going on today, especially when it comes to the arts and advocacy and things like that.
So, Devon, what city are you going to be operating from?
I'm currently in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but I'm transitioning personally to Virginia Beach. So that's why I was having a focus on the 757 area. Being that that's my impact area.
Okay, sounds great. What about Joshua? Are you on the line?
Hey, I'm here. I'm here, and of course, I'm here in Alabama.
Alabama, one of my favorite.
Cameron, get out of our. You know, I'm not gonna let the men take over, Dr. Patterson. I'm trying to work this out so we have a woman in on each team.
Amen.
Dr. Patterson, you hear what they're doing, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so go ahead, Joshua, and then I want to hear from Janice.
Absolutely. My partner in crime, Janice, and I are working diligently. If you didn't know, the Honorable John Lewis is from the great state of Alabama, and what better place to do something to honor him than in the great state of Alabama. We have an amazing lineup tomorrow. We're starting off early in the morning working in education by doing a community service at Miracle Academy in Birmingham, Alabama. And then we have tons of organizations that we partner with that are friends of TJC. And some of our fellows and brothers and sisters of TJC are coming over to help us out that are in the state of Alabama. Then that afternoon, I think Janice will kind of hit more on it, but we're doing an amazing program, a tribute, a stand for justice for the Honorable John Lewis. at the Tennisville Library here in Birmingham, Alabama. We have some amazing friends that are also doing other things in the state of Alabama that just ties into what we're doing up here.
This sounds really exciting. Really exciting. Cameron, you want to call
on Denise? Now, you're my partner
in crime out here. Yes, ma'am. I want to see if Janice Gentry is on the line. Janice, can you hear us?
I am. Great to talk to you all today.
Janice, tell us really quickly, and Janice is also, guys, a TJC fellow. There are hundreds of fellows all across the nation, and I want to highlight about how many of the fellows are being very much so involved in all of these events. And I just want to ask Janice if she can tell us how well received has the events and the suggestions for what you all are going to do tomorrow, how well received has it been through local community members and from different organizations that will be represented? Are the people in Alabama, because you all are the homeland, again, the boy from Troy, you all are the homeland for Congressman Lewis. What's the reception been like on the ground?
I think people have been very excited about it. People are looking for a reason. Despite what the media may portray, people are looking for reasons to come together in unison and in solidarity. So just the thought that, hey, we're having an event where everybody is welcome and just to promote something just as precious as our voting rights. So, yeah, I think people have been very excited and just looking forward to tomorrow to really making a difference when it comes to our cleanup and when it comes to our candlelight vigil as well.
Miss Betty, I don't want to, you know, stifle you too much. I want to hear your voice, too.
He's just saying that because he knows that he keeps talking. So I want to go back to Dr. Patterson. And if you could tell us a little bit about what do you have all of your materials and where people can contact you if they want to come to your event tomorrow?
Yes, we do have all of our materials. We're going to be decorating the venue later today. We can be reached at our we can be reached on our web page. If people like to contact us, they can. It would be contact us at empoweringaz.org. Contact us at empoweringaz, that's one word, empoweringaz.org.
Okay, that's great. And while I have the mic for a second, I want to say that at the Chicago Candlelight Vigil, we have representatives from the National Council of Jewish Women, Chicago Women Take Action, the League of Women Voters Chicago, and Rainbow Push, Black Lives Matter, and also we have a rabbi, a Protestant minister, an imam, and several community activists. We have SEIU 73 Union. We have Deborah Lane, who's a community activist. So we are just pulling them from all over. And one of the things we did the last time we did this was they took the banner and stretched it out. So before we started our actual program, they stood in front of, right on the sidewalk in front of Lakeshore Drive, southbound and northbound traffic coming, and held the banner. And as people drove by, they started blowing their horns to show that they were in support of what we are doing. So we're just getting just really, really excited about what we're going to be doing in Chicago. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Reverend Barnes, but I'm not going to let you have it long, but I'm going to turn it over just for a minute or two. How about that?
Just for a minute. Let me use my 60 seconds just to even be able to say Miss Betty Howe. I love that we're, you know, Miss Betty is the Illinois political director for Rainbow Push Coalition. I serve as the national youth director for Rainbow Push Coalition. So this is kind of a Rainbow Push takeover with TJC. But as you heard from what Ms. Magnus has said, have you heard from Reverend Dr. Patterson in Scottsdale, Arizona? You've heard from Devin, who's going to do that virtually. You've heard from Janice and Joshua's in Alabama, and all of these different things that are put together. The fact is, Ms. Betty, whether it's Rainbow Push or Transformative Justice, what is the underlying factor here is that it is a coalition. Rainbow Push Coalition, Transformative Justice Coalition. We are building coalitions all across the nation. And so this is what we are doing, and this is what we have to do along with this election year. I ain't going to talk too much because you all know once we get off the air, Ms. Magnus will let me know. Now, you know you talked a whole lot. So I want to hear.
Could I have some cross-talk with her? Could I have some cross-talk with Ms. Magnus?
Yes.
Hi. I just want to tell you that I was raised right because my godmother and her best friend are two founding members of Operation Breadbasket, which became Operation Push. And that those are the late Reverend Dr. Addie Wyatt and Reverend Willie Barrow. And Reverend Willie
Reverend
Barrow.
Addie Wyatt and Reverend Claude Wyatt. This is a side story. Sorry about this, guys. Graduated with my dad. I went to high school with their son, Rennie. So we're just kind of related here, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, she married me. In fact, she and Willie brought me out to breakfast one day and told me I should marry my husband even before he asked me.
They were like that. They were, the ladies and gentlemen on the line that are listening, these were two powerhouses in the country, not just Chicago. Reverend Addie Wyatt was a labor leader, one of the first female labor leaders in this country.
She was the former head of the...
I started with Breadbasket in 68.
They were former King aides, and Reverend Addie was the one that worked to bring the labor union money to finance all the travels of Reverend King, and she used to be head of the Meat Cutters and Butchermen of America. And then she reached out to the Retail Workers of America and said we should merge. And that's how the United Food and Commercial Workers of America was formed. And
yes,
she became the first African-American woman to be an international vice president of the AFL-CIO, which is the highest office you can hold without being the head.
See? And so you see what I'm talking about? As for coalition building in history and even today, right now. And so I want us to also not make Attorney Onwine give us a call, too, and say, hey, you better stay on topic. So I want us to still talk about July the 17th. I want to talk to Devin.
Well, they were on Pettus Bridge with John Lewis. So this is on topic because they were right there.
See, let me know something. I'm the young person on the – let me know it still ties in. I'm yielding to those who were there before me.
That's why this works. When you mix the seasoned with the new, you come out with what works best for this country. Mm-hmm. That's why this works.
And I found
that's why this works. So, Cameron, you want to give a couple of the announcements that we have of events coming up? Because, and then we'll go back to the 17th and hear some more from Alabama.
Absolutely. I want to talk to the fellows. I want to talk, though, and let the folks know there are over 85 events happening all across the nation. Don't think because you're not in Alabama, because you're not in Scottsdale, because you're not in Chicago, that there's not something near you. If you go right now on your web browser to TJ Coalition, TJCOALITION.org. You can find in a real-time map all of the events that are closest to you. Some of them are virtual. like what Devin is doing. Some of them are in person, like what Dr. Patterson and Ms. Magnus and I are doing. So want you right now, over 85 of them are going on. Be involved somewhere tomorrow on